Blog Talk Radio. It's Mike Harmon back with you here at Fox Sports Radio, foxsports.com, swollendome.com. Oh, it's a new era of goodness getting things started. Yes, we're going to work on some of the audio clips. We're going to get you some of that fancy production stuff that you come to love in the radio world. But for today, we're still going bare bones. We have the intro music, and now we get into content. You know where to find me on Twitter at swollendome. At Fantasy Freaks, find me online, swollendome.com, Facebook, Mike Harmon Fox Sports, swollendome.com, lock and load, be a friend, and as we get things rolling, we've got the NASCAR preview information coming out down the pipe from swollendome.com a little later this week, working up the baseball rankings, the initial write-ups position by position, still rolling through those. At foxsports.com. And of course, you find us Sunday morning, 6 to 9 in the West, 9 to 12 in the East. Fox Sports Radio, myself, Peter Burns, Nate Lundy, the fantasy freaks, as we're called. Football season is all fantasy all the time. Right now, delving into the world of the NBA, getting ready for spring training, locked and loaded for college buckets as we get towards March Madness. So, fired up to be back with you. It's been a little while. We last met a couple weeks before the Super Bowl, did things through the NFL playoffs, but it was time to take a break, recharge the batteries, as it were, and get things rolling. So here we are on a beautiful February Tuesday out here in Los Angeles. The sun is shining. Talk about things on the beach, saying, hey, go out and take a walk on the beach. It's going to be in the mid-70s down there, a little cooler inland. But go get your shells. Go have a nice coffee watching the sun up over the water and the blue skies. Oh, it's beautiful. I know we finally had some snowfall in other parts of the country. My thoughts go out with you folks out there in Virginia, Maryland, that got hit by that snowstorm. Hopefully you're safe. Hopefully you dug yourself out. I saw some of the photos online this weekend, some of the Facebook. Don't worry, I know the swimsuit issue from Sports Illustrated was there to warm you up. And that's the first topic of the day. Is one of the people I had the good fortune of running into and having a little conversation with in Indianapolis while I was there was Kate Upton. I'll have the audio of that interview. It was brief because they were trying to get her on the field. She participated in the Celebrity Beach Bowl, the football game inside the little dome that they put into the minor league park there in Indianapolis. Came by, talked about the app, you know, to be able to use, well, to view the SI swimsuit issue on your iPad and, you know, carry it with you wherever you go. Almost got her to tell her where she was going to be, which was, she caught herself in mid-sentence and smiled very nicely. So we'll have the video and audio up on that on Swollen Dome. Have the audio as part of the show tomorrow, as well as my conversations with Jim Brown and Barry Sanders. Don't worry, they're not dated. Why? Because we weren't really talking about the Super Bowl all that much. We talked a little bit about Tom Brady with Jim Brown in terms of legacies, but more talked about what he was doing there for the week. Barry Sanders talked to him a little bit as a proud papa. His son committed to Stanford a couple of weeks ago, so good things there. Talked about the resurgence of Detroit Lions football and what that meant to the city. Nice conversation with Barry Sanders. As you know, he doesn't do a ton of press, so it was good to see him out and about as part of the Beach Bowl festivities. But going back to the Kate Upton thing, I bring it up, and then I had a chance to talk to her, and obviously she's made the media rounds. She was on Good Day LA here in Los Angeles this morning. I know she's doing Kimmel tonight, and she's done the Top 10, and premiered on Letterman, and has done a lot of media, and certainly hit Radio Row hard during the Super Bowl week. But I have a beef with my mail carrier, that if I don't get my Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue today, I have no choice but to lodge a complaint. Everybody I know has been enjoying the the pages of the magazine for days. I got my Jeremy Lin issue. That's great. That's great. I love hearing just the next line about who knew what when and how much they knew about this kid in Palo Alto and, you know, shining Cal and Stanford. Oh, he was in your own backyard and you didn't give him a scholarship. Well, you know what? They may have just made a mistake. Why do we have to think everything's a bias? Like, well, you know, they saw his ethnicity and they passed on it. Really? You got a guy that stands 6'3", he's over 200 pounds, and they passed on him without a bigger look? I'm not buying that there's that angle that people are trying to play here. Something in this game didn't fit for a bunch of coaches, or they took the word of one guy, perhaps his gospel, and it spread. There's still more to be worked out there. But the bottom line is a couple of teams had him in camp and passed on it. In New York, he almost got cut. But, yes, I got my issue with the Jeremy Lin story. So, once again, that takes center stage as you run down the world of sports talk. We had a chance to talk to Charles Oakley. Remember, he was on those Knicks teams the last time the Knicks were relevant in the Big Apple. You can find that, the podcast of our show, including the Girlfriend Combine. Yes, that's right. The Girlfriend Combine, FoxSportsRadio.com. One of the most fun shows that we have each and every year. It's the fourth annual. Next year we might get T-shirts and print them ahead of time so people can support the Girlfriend Combine movement. If you have thoughts on what the logo should look like, send them at SwollenDomePR@gmail.com. Our online store at SwollenDome.com. We've got some new items coming in. Retooling some of the stuff and making it available in 2012. We're going to try to build our Dome Army and Freak Nation gets going. Fantasy Freaks first shirt will be up for sale in the next couple weeks as well. But the Jeremy Lin story is certainly one that's captivated the world as everybody looking for who's the next. I love that. Not even 3 weeks into this guy's run as a premier player in this league, but no, hey, who's next? Always going to be a guy that slips through the crack. You know, they want to compare him to Tebow. Well, Tebow was a first-round pick. Yes, a lot of people didn't like Tebow. You know what? A lot of people don't like Tebow because of the religion thing. A lot of people look at Tebow on the other side, and there's still a lot to not like about his game. He's a winner. No question about it. But in terms of straight quarterback mechanics and what you expect from a quote-unquote historical and normal quarterback, it still has development. And he was working hard. He was already here in Los Angeles working with a coach, trying to refine his throwing motion, trying to refine what he's doing in terms of reads. And you got to give him credit for that. In between a lot of the stuff, a lot of guys have cashed in on the celebrity. He's done some of the appearances. And it was at the video game awards and some of that other stuff. But fact of the matter is this. He's a guy still working at it, and he gets it. But he was also a highly touted, highly decorated guy coming out of Florida, so the comparison isn't apt. You want to go to the Brady argument? Sure, we have to look back, and, you know, that's well over a decade ago at this point. So I guess we can go there if we want. But it's an interesting story. They bring in J.R. Smith, Carmelo Anthony back. They lost to the Knicks. Chris Humphreys quietly having a monster run here. I know he was voted the most hated in some poll. It shows how many people are watching reality TV as opposed to just commenting on the guy's efforts on a court. But they lose, so the Knicks go down again, and I know there's a big hubbub in ESPN. I don't want to minimize it. It's language that they shouldn't have done in terms of the editors. Guys calling it live on the air think they're punny, and you'd like to have that back on live television or live radio. I'm in the print world, can't let it out. I know the Saturday Night Live skit, they tried to take the puns to the maximum, and certainly we've seen Lin whatever as best we can. That was an act of ineptitude. Thank you very much. Anyway, the Lakers in the news, Kobe Bryant saying, hey, trade the man or let him stay, and Mitch Kupchak firing back saying, it's my job. To get this done, and we're going to do the best we can. Obviously, they want to make changes. They want to make runs. They've got 3 to 4 years, maybe 5 left of Kobe, however long he's going to go. Right now, you have 3 functional players. You have Bynum, you have Gasol, and you have Bryant. You got Derek Fisher, who occasionally hits a shot. Great. Steve Blake stepped up last night, came up with a big point total, 5 3-pointers. That's great. He's not going to do that every night. Down, and I know that about 2 weeks ago there was a lineup that came out in the second quarter that everybody said if you took a still frame and forced people to try to pick who's on there, the only guy that was noticeable was Scalabrine. And that's only because he's a guy that gets a lot of run for, well, what he looks like. And I don't know why there's never anything said that that's wrong, but it is what it is. You move on. But Kobe Bryant basically coming out and saying, hey, you got to trade this guy or let him be, rumors are going to be there. There's always going to be a rumor about somebody. Coming into the season, a lot of talk about Andrew Bynum. Was he going to go? Was he going to be part of the deal to bring Dwight Howard in? Darren Williams, bring that point guard in. They had the deal in place for Chris Paul. If that goes through, everything's moot. Kmish stepped in. Even though they put a guy in place to do the job, make the deal, he ends up with the Clippers. And he's looked pretty good for them, I would say. As you roll on down, he's been everything that they hoped he would be and more. And he and Blake Griffin are leading the team. That's really one of the most entertaining to watch. You try to get tickets. You're designated into the nosebleeds to go to the secondary market. At some point, I'll hit up Staples and catch a game. But when you're, you know, given the luxury of being able to watch that on TV every night and not have to seek it out, maybe you don't. So we roll through this week. A couple of other big stories in the news. Obviously, NASCAR heading towards the Daytona 500. The debut of Danica Patrick. I know a lot of people are complaining, saying, why is she getting so much run? Think about her. Look at Tony Stewart. Look at Kyle Busch. Look at the race Kyle Busch put up the other night. And one that, you know what, it doesn't matter. What moves the needle? Why do you think they keep making those damn GoDaddy commercials? Because people like them. I guarantee, even if they don't buy a damn domain name or anything else, you got people going to watch and hoping and praying that there's something more to the watch the rest of the commercial online during the Super Bowl and at other times of the year. I guarantee it. She's a marketing machine. And Fox and whoever else is going to televise stuff over the next 4 months, different cable channels, the four-letter gets involved, ABC, what have you. They're going to run the hell out of her image and what she's doing, what she's drinking, what she's talking to, who she's talking to, as much as they can. It's simply business. Nobody cares what Kurt Busch is doing. Well, they're waiting to see if he's going to accost another member of the media after waiting to do an interview. But on a general scale, do people want to watch him? They want to. Is there a curiosity with her? It's curiosity with her, without a doubt. Talk in Pittsburgh that they may have to give up Mike Wallace. Give up on him and let him sign away elsewhere. Cap hits, lots of veterans owed a lot of money. They're in cap hell, especially as you look at a few of the bigger members coming off big injuries. Pouncey, Hampton, Kiesel, all injured in the season's crushing playoff loss to Denver. So the potential that Mike Wallace signs away. They have to look at Antonio Brown a year from now and try to figure out which one they keep. Brown's still a special teams contributor. So there's going to be a tough decision here. Look at that team needing to give up a first-round pick and a bucket of money. Just on the air with my friends in Baltimore and started talking about that. It's like, well, we didn't go deep down it, but it's interesting. If you're one of those teams drafting in the back part of the first round, if you can pick up a guy who's 3 years into a career and is a proven commodity in the deep ball, knows how to go up and get it, and is just still rounding into the peak of his game. If you have any questions left about Joe Flacco, you bring in a talent like that and say, okay, big man, go get it, and let Joe Flacco run a little bit wilder and let Cam Cameron kind of let Joe Flacco's arm do what it must do. With him and Torrey Smith running downfield, assuming that you still have Anquan Boldin healthy and ready to go. On some level, I'd like to see them go make a play for Dwayne Bowe. I think that big physical receiver across the middle, opposite Anquan Boldin with Smith stretching the field, could be very, very interesting. But that's neither here nor there. Entertainment news of the day in this year, 1977, on this day in the year 1977, Chuck E. Cheese opened its doors. They sold you bad pizzas, a rat and his friends, and tokens, well, gaming world. It's slightly better than the arcades you'll find down by the piers. That's, you know, you're looking over your shoulders each and every way, when you're down there. Magic Johnson announced he's going to start a television network aimed at African-American viewers in the vein of BET. And I believe it's One. Remember Magic, everybody criticizes what he did on the mic. I heard a telling interview with him when he talked about The Magic Show, his late night program, and how it taught him where he belonged. And this side, he's on the back end of the business deal. And if there's anything this guy knows how to do, is get people together who have resources and have ideas and have a vision and gets it going. I can't wait to see what he comes up with and what kind of programming he develops. One of those guys that's done a lot in the Los Angeles area. I've only been here a couple of years, but his influence, not just as a Laker great and what he means to the sporting world, but to the inner city and to the Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area, cannot be denied. Finally, film review time as I wind down the show here on the Return Tuesday. The other day, I took my kids to go see The Secret World of Arrietty. Yes, based on the book The Borrowers, about little people living on the floors. They take the non-essentials, things people will not miss interacting with the human world. Japanese animation, some of the Disney stars, I believe it was the girl that's on Good Luck Charlie, for those of you with children or who just like snarky comedies about teenage people. But Good Luck Charlie and Kid from Wizards of Waverly Place. Don't worry, you'll get adjusted to those kind of shows if you haven't already. I believe they're the lead vocals or the voiceover actors here. But really, it was a well-done movie, good animation, and really, for me, a very enjoyable experience. I think it tells a nice tale. Got a lot of little subplots to it, no pun intended. Based on the size of the borrowers. But, you know, the idea of living underneath a house and having to rappel down a hutch to get across a floor and get that one sugar cube that is everything you can carry. Intriguing to me in the world where we can just walk down the hallway and grab whatever we want. What if suddenly everything was a challenge like that and the crossing of worlds and so on. A little bit of social commentary therein. And for me, a very enjoyable experience. Everybody that was there with their kids, the kids were interacting with the screen and yelling. So if you don't have a kid, don't like the sound of kids chatter, don't go to a matinee. But for me, it was priceless to watch the kids interact with something that didn't have the direct influence, or I should be direct princess effect of the mouse. It is released and distributed by Disney. But certainly a film, I think that'll get some good run here. As we go through the year, from makers of Totoro, my friend Totoro, and a couple others that have done some business here in the U.S., and you can find them at, you know, art house theaters as marathons and what have you. But one that I would recommend, you know, I'm one that looks for a little different attitude, and obviously when the kids get to pick the film, it changes precisely what you're going to do, but an enjoyable time nonetheless, and I think even adults are going to have a good time with that one. Maybe I'll sell you harder in written form. SwollenDome.com, more coming up. The NASCAR preview, including a little bit on Daytona, some of the history as we've seen it there. What can we expect this Sunday when the flag drops and the 2012 season? We'll be ready to go. Baseball preview as spring training starts, getting deeper into some of the injury returns, some of the prospects, positional battles, as it were. Playoffs for the basketball world, NFL Combine. Yeah, that's right. FoxSportsRadio.com. Go find the Girlfriend Combine podcast. We'll rip off the interviews and get those up on the dome so we distribute those and give you all the love we can. Got any questions, any features you want to see on the show, email me, SwollenDomePR@gmail.com. I will be back with you tomorrow. I want to thank you for jumping into the fray and welcoming us back here on Blog Talk Radio. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. See you next time.